Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 3rd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about traditional versus mobile banking.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Now the very critical area where you want to participate and be a major player in that area. You find that now there's been increasingly these partnerships with the banks. In some instances, banks now are beginning to set their own mobile banking platform in an attempt to make sure possibly you enjoy the value chain much more than when the live mobile network.
Uyabona ukuthi abantu bonke even abantu abasemaphandleni bekwanise ukugcina izimali zabo ebhenki. Amanye amabhenki lawa akade khona kungabi ne-mobile banking lawo azama lawo ukuthi abe layo i-mobile banking. Ngakho-ke kulokunye okungazwana kuhle phakathi kwamabhenki akhona le-econet ngoba amanye amabhenki ayo efuna ukuthi angene lokhu ku-mobile banking.
Banks may form alliance with these mobile operators to be able to provide platforms on which citizens can be able to transact. And what it means in the medium to long term is that people in sub-Saharan Africa or people in Zimbabwe will be able to transact at a lower cost.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about modern and traditional forms of banking.
Zimbabwe is among a few sub-Saharan African countries with a large number of customers using non-formal banking compared to traditional banking systems. The country has a 100% mobile phone usage.
Some of the products being used by Zimbabweans include EcoCash and Telecash, operated by top communication companies. At the same time, some Zimbabweans still rely on traditional banks for conducting business.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is
1-202-465-0318. Otsveta mari yako kana kuti uchitumira nana Western Union chete wakushandisa nharembozha yako kana kuti iyo mobile phone zvinhu zvakawanda zvakuitika mazuva ano saka tira kunzwa kubva kune vanhu kuti zviri kumbofamba sei vari kuona zvichifamba zvakanaka here kana kuti pane matambudziko aripo
yebwambe zulu kandava lingachola njani kulangapola pelikona tina lo blessing ngapa hayi siyaphila sibile kwamagama ye udaba sikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ke sikhangela konoko kwamabhanga ukuthi ungasebenzisa ke umakhale kukwini ukuthi ke uyenze konoko kuthiwa yibanking nxa kunjalo ke blessing usebenzisa ifoni yakho uyazihlalela endlini yakho ube suphonga ubotoza nje nxa ubotoza kolampana imali yakho iyaphuma enyangena kodwa wona uyibambe ezandleni phela siyakwazi ukuthi abanye bafuna ukuhamba bethole imali izitini ezikhwameni uyabona ukuthi nxa ngile mali eningi laphana izikhwameni sokumele ngihambe ngishayine ukuthi ngile mali kodwa ke abakhathesi abafana bathini akusekho lokho sesisebenzisa amakhadi kumbe kusetshenziswa umakhalekhukhwini yes kona ngale Zimbabwe sizwa kusibile ukuthi hayi kuyasetshenziswa sibile amafoni ngendlela ephezulu omakhalekhukhwini lapa ukuthi kubhenkwe kwenziwa into enjalo kodwa ke nxa usukhangela ke blessing nxa sokubuya kubhenka okunjalo kufuna phela umnotho welizwe onganomkhulu xa ukuthi imali ngekho emnothweni kwampana kuyahlupa kodwa ke sizwile ukuthi kule 8 billion phela engani iyadlaladlala ihamba kayingeni kuloko kuthiwa yiformal banking system so kunjalo mfowethu.
And Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, independent economic analyst, my good friend Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And thank you so much for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Before I do that, there were soccer results today. Very exciting. We'll talk about that.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, Mr. Ngwenya, I hope you actually know exactly what is happening in Zimbabwe. And we've been just chatting before coming to the show. And maybe you can tell us what is the, you know, kind of situation concerning traditional and mobile phone banking in Zimbabwe?
Look, the 2005 to 2008 period of the economic tailspin and the lack of confidence that Zimbabweans have in the commercial banks is the one that is responsible for the situation that we have now. I mean, the e-banking and telebanking have become very critical in the lives of the average Zimbabwean. But generally here, gentlemen, we are talking very small amounts of money. And as you observed earlier on, that sort of banking is counterproductive to the, you know, investment scenario, because in classical economics, savings are a critical component in the matrix of investment. So if a country, if a society, if a citizenry is not saving, in other words, if money is not being put in the banks, then that money cannot be driven into the other sectors of production. So we're going to talk about that as we go on. But, you know, I should say that that's what disappoints me, really. We don't have any money going into the banks now.
Now, Mr. Ngwenya, the problem, though, with the traditional banks, according to some, is that, especially in Zimbabwe, the interests were just too high.
Yeah, that's true, really. Look, I suppose the issue of funding supply, I mean, there's a time that we were saying that Zimbabwe is overbanked. But, you know, because of the high risk that so-called indigenous banks were carrying, there was a move outside bank to other forms of money shifting, which meant that the five or so traditional banks are the ones that remained in market. But that is to do with demand and supply. I think there's not enough competition in terms of the products that are offered by the banks. So they run a kind of cartel, a kind of monopolistic, you know, collusion type of business. And also, that is very unhealthy for this market.
Yeah, masi sikhangeleke baba Ngwenya sithaye ngesintu sibili lapho ukuthi yeah umuntu ungavelwe ube lomakhale kukhwini. Xa ulo makhale kukhwini kwampana ukuze usebenzise konoko o eco cash o eco save o tele cash kumele umuntu yenzeni ngoba osikwaziyo ukuthi akumelanga ukuthi uhambe uthwele ingwalo eziningi usiyajengisa khona ngale ke abanikazi bekampani abayenza khonokho. So kuhamba njani?
Phela abakwenzayo ukuthi bayakunika uyahamba iyebhalisa, bakunike-ke inombolo, i-code. Uyakusebenzisa inombolo yakho yefoni, kodwa bakunika i-code. Ngoba i-code yami iqakathekile, ngoba akufanelanga ukuthi nxa umuntu engadobha ifoni yakho angaze afonele umuntu athi ngithumezele imali. Akwanisa ukuthi awuthumezele imali wena ukwanisa ukuthi uyethathe na imali yakhona udeposit imali yakhona usebenzisa i-code yakho. So i-code iqakathekile. Okunye phela ukuthi imali yakhona vele yona ivele ilutshwane, awusoze uhambe uthwele imali enjenge-$10,000 phela esikhwameni. Kodwa nje la ukuthi ufake imali engange-$10,000 ku-eco cash kumbe ku-tele cash, kungathi lakho kuloku yinkingakhinga kancane. Kodwa akakhathesi nje singathi nje yikusebenzisa inombolo yakho yocingo ukugcina imali, sibe kunika-ke ikhodi ukuthi siyaclaima imali sisebenzisa ikhodi yakhona.
Yeah, so what Mr. Ngwenya was saying is that you simply have to have a mobile phone blessing when you want to be part of that system. Then they will give you a code to actually use, which is very convenient, I think.
Asiti chitarisa iyo nyayo hii vangonya iri kufamba sei tichitarisa kune vamwe vari kumusha nekuti chimwe chatanga tichionawo ndechekuti mabhanga mazhinji anga achinyanyokuvhura imo mutaundi umu asi kumusha uku mazuva ataikura isusu kwangori nepost office imwe chete dzimwe nguva kusina bhanga
vaitombomira maawa maviri vachibobata basa vachididini saka zvakutobatsira nekuti ambo yavangu inini vanogara kuescodini ivo zvino kungoti endai pasomabhula kana kuti endai pambalavala munotora mari yenyu vachishandisa foni yavo asi vanenge inini ndinenge ndine code ivo vane code because hazviiti haungangosviki chete uchiti ndazotora mari nokuti ndatumidzirwa mari nefoni unofanira kuti ndine code yako asi zvatobatsira nekuti kana vachida kutenga mbudzi kana vachida kutengesa mbudzi kana vachida kuti vabhadhare ndibatsiri kubhadhara muzukuru chikoro zvakutofamba zvaasingaitike mazuva aya mabhenki achiri mashoni saka zvatobatsira chaizvo kuti vanhu vavanhu vari kumusha kana kuti vane mari shoma shoma nekuti haungaisi $20 chete mubhenki vane unotorerwa interest $5 saka hapana zvaunenge waita saka zvatongobatsirawo kuti informal sector nepeasant sector yabatsirika kunge ichishandisawo mari vachitumidzirwa mari
asi dambudziko riripo nderekuti upfumi hunogona kunge husingazonyatsofambe zvakanaka
chokwadi ndechekuti kana economic styles dzatinodza kukorei ndedzokuti kuti business riwane mari inenge yadaipuwa mari nebhenki mari yacho yapinda mubhenki yabva kwatiri kana tatengesa tonje kana tatengesa nhingi mombe saka ndikatengesa mombe ndikaisa mari yacho muico cash ikareka kupinda mubhenki munhu ada kutsvaga chikwereti chokunovakaimba kana chokunotenga mapasi emota haakwanisi kuchiwana ndozvinongita zvichita kuti ikonomi yedu inge iri kukamina nokuti hapana mari dzekuchengetedzwa mubhenki kuti dzinge dzichingopuwa sechikwereti
aiwa tinotenda nekujekesa ipapo regai tori muteereri wode kutanga mukoma philip makadi mukoma philip aiwa tiripo imimi muri kushandisa chii panyaya dzekubhenga mari idzi mukoma philip
ini ndokushandisa ecocash
okay iri kukufambirai zvakanaka here pane matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo here zviri kufamba sei
ecocash hapana kana matambudziko andiri kusangana nawo machages ayo mashoma shoma madiki diki asi tine dambudziko manje rekuti ukapenga sezvezvikambani yandinoshandira vakatifosekedza kuti tambire mari kubhengi saka mari yatinochajwa kubhengi every withdrawer yaunoita uchitora mari yako yawakashandira pamwedzi wekagai $10 inove mari iyoyo handisitomboziva kuti ndeyei tinongotorerwa mari tikada kuti titaure nyaya yacho tinobva tamakwa ende tikada kuti let's say kutaura kumaunion kana vakuru vehurumende vanongoya kutovaitisa mari vanotoya vachingopiwa mari vachienda nyaya yedu ichingoramba yakadaro iyezvo tiri kutorerwa $10 handisingatombozivi kuti ndeyei zokuti inini ndinofanirwa kungoenda pamunhu wandiri kushandira achindipa mari pasina muripo wandinobhadhara kuti ndaandipa mari ndofanira kungopiwa mari yangu yangokwana asi pane zvimwe ndikutambira ndikusiya $10 vandiriuthdrawa any withdrawer yandoita pamwedzi
asi kase zvataurwa navangwenya vatina vapa vari kuti tikasaendesawo mari kumabhanga zvichanetsa kuti kana vamwe vouda kukweretawo mari dzekuti vange vachivambawo mabhizimisi kana kusimudzira aripo kana kuti vanhu vakwerete mari dzekuti vange vachirima kana kuvaka dzimba zvinozonetsa nekuti mabhengi anenge asina mari
tinozvida chaizvo kukurudzira kuti nyika yedu ikwirire pamberi tozvida chaizvo asi ini ndikasiya mari yangu iri kubhengi machajisi andinochajwa ikoko akakurisa zvokuti inenge ichiita shoma kunze kwokuti vaise maindrest machajisi avo anowanda saka mari yangu inenge ichiita shoma kunze kuti ikwire zochandiendesera mari yacho kubhengi chii manje ipapo
aiwa zvinobva zvanetsa asi tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma philip nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa ndatenda
I think Gibbs we are being joined by our second guest Mr. Peter Mutasa of the Zimbabwe Bank and Allied Workers Union Mr. Mutasa are you on the line
I'm told yeah, the phone is cut.
Unfortunately, we'll try to call him because we are having problems with the phones,
lines, yes.
Especially Econet lines. We hope we will be able to get through to some of our callers, but indeed it has been a bit problematic. Gibbs.
Yes, we are going to keep hope alive. Sike sizwe ke umnumzana Gumbo osecingweni. Baba Gumbo, ungatshona njani?
Angitshonile Dube, litshona njani Mthembu?
Sijonile kakhulu, kunjani kula ngapho ke emberengo?
Hayi, sezishabane.
Wezishabane, kunjani ezishabane?
Hayi, siyaphila baba, njani nani ngapho Dube?
Hayi, kancane nje, uvale mbijani ivolume ukwenzela ukuthi sikuzwe kuhle.
So, kulungile.
Ehe.
Okuyifoni kwami, ayisiyo smartphone. Ngamajinjongo.
Woye. Buzaluka Gumbo.
This is the loudest state can get to, you know?
That's right, yeah, kunjani.
Right.
Yeah, so ungathini ngodaba lolu lamhlanje?
Akungicathisele ngoba anti usakwazi ukuthi mina ngila radio.
Woye.
Shocking the dark. I just wanted to know what you guys are discussing today.
Oh yeah, basically the radio yakho siyabuya. Namhlanje akukhuluma lawo sesiqeda ke isho le ngoba sathuma umuntu utheze kunika. So umuntu wakhona zamphuma ngaza kubona.
All right.
Yeah, so udaba egudwini sikhuluma ngokubank ukuhambisa imali ebhanga kusetshenziswa umakhala ekhukhwini uphinde uthathe imali yakho uyizuze wena into ezinjalo. Nokuthi nxa sukhangela ke amabhanga akudala indlela ayenza ngayo ukuthi kambe ngabe kubona njani konoko.
Hayi, mina ngakutshela okwami ngoba sure I don't know much about ilokuzi i-banking emode ngikhathesi mina isemareserva.
Ye, ye.
Kodwa engikusebenzisayo ngapha ilokuza le i-Econet, i-EcoCash. To be honest with you, I have no problem with EcoCash. I don't get to a queue or anything. Ngiyayithola ba abantwana bangadumezela imali ngapha ngkhaya. Ngiyayithola kuhle kuhle esitolo.
So vele uyabo uvele uzihlalele endlini ngapha uthola imali uyisebenzisa futhi.
Kusho ukuthi abantwana bangandumezela okuyi-$10 anti yabona. Mina sengifike esitolo sengibatshela-ke ipinnumber yami sebenginika i-$10 le sengiyisebenzisa ngapha ngikhaya. Angazi ukuthi well, this is as far as I can get your point ukuthi okwama-bank mina ngapha we are not dealing with bank, i-bank sethu.
Ye, so wagcina nini ukusebenzisa i-bank yakudala leyana ibhanga sibili?
Awusakhulumeli ukuthi ngikutshele. I'm in my 70s kathesi. But for the last 20 years I have been unbankable. Yes, I've got any bank for the last 20 years ngoba angila income, angila pension. You see? So I've not been able to do. But I have recently been registered in NASA. And I am registered with POSB.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe from that stage, we have a thing was Uti, I'm a pinker to the Nigerian.
Ah, one day, how you fire with the Gumbo? It's got to tell loans of Fonel. Says Cook. Yeah, Lamtan Jungalad, civil Ulokula, Okajana, our lady, Zak Fonel. Hayi, kwabe kungu-past
9.
Kulungile mntu omdala, mbongele kakhulu. So you are saying he's totally unbankable, he has not gone to a bank for a long time.
I think this is the story for many many Zimbabweans.
Yes.
I think we now have Mr. Peter Mutasa of the Zimbabwe Bank and Allied Workers Union, the Secretary General there. Mr. Mutasa, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Yes, good evening.
Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Mtasa. Unfortunately, we are having problems, especially Econet lines are a bit problematic today. Now, Mr. Mtasa, what is your take on this mobile banking as compared to the traditional forms of banking?
Yeah, I think there's a challenge to traditional banking.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge that these traditional banks are facing is not just a result of technological development,
mm-hmm.
but there's been a major change in consumer needs,
mm-hmm.
demands, and consumer behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, technology is also following those trends. It's following the changes in consumer needs and demands.
Mm-hmm.
So banks have more options,
mm-hmm.
but they should just innovate,
mm-hmm.
and in order for them to survive and to remain relevant,
mm-hmm.
and sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not see any need for banks to fight technological development or to fight directly fight competition that has been brought by the mobile banking, telecoms, and other forms of non-traditional banking services, service providers. But banks need to establish and enhance research and development of new products and other banking solutions, technological solutions. Banks also need to do lots of market research. The traditional way of banking has been that we just produce a product and customers should just get it. The one size fits it all. And that is no longer the game plan now, because we are dealing with sophisticated clients and consumers, and the people who are quite enlightened. They know what they want. They want personalized service. They also want flexible and convenience, flexibility and convenience in their financial services. So we just have to embrace change. We cannot fight change. And from what I've heard the few minutes that I've been online, everyone is echoing the same. They need change. They have got their own taste. So it's up to banks to innovate and to change the way they've been doing and operating banks. But if you look at it carefully, you will see that not everyone is relying on mobile banking. So banks still have some competitive advantage. There are some complex financial services that clients still require, and they require to deal with major banks. There's also the need of personalized service. You cannot just interact with a gadget on financial matters. There's need for advice. There's need for that personal touch, meeting with a client, customer relations officer, having an established relationship with a banker. So I still believe that traditional bankers and the traditional banking still has a competitive edge. What they now need to do is to be more consumer-centric standard. They need to be consumer-centric, to have a consumer-centric approach. They also need to develop and nurture and retain talent within their employees and their people. So this will be major developments that banks need. They also need to do a lot of customer profiling, and also to look at their segments of clients. If you look at the Zimbabwean market, banks have not been concerned about the informal sector. But now that's the biggest sector of the economy. And if you are not providing services to that sector, you are alienating a huge revenue base, and a base that can give you advantage in revenue and competitive advantage over the new entrants. But there are certain issues that we're advocating as Labour. We welcome competition, we welcome technological development, but we are also saying there should be fair competition. We are seeing that traditional banks are strictly regulated, whereas the new entrants have got lax regulation. You can just transact over the phone. You don't need much of the KYCs and the like. And there are also no need for stringent capital requirements that are required with the banks. So in that regard, we would want the regulators to also have a uniform regulatory environment so that we have a fair competition. And also on the part of the banks, banks have lost lots of consumer confidence, which is why people are relying on the new entrants. So on our part as a sector, we also need to build that consumer confidence. If you recall the 2003-2004 banking crisis, and now lately we've got a lot of banks that have gone under curatorship, liquidation, that is also self-defeating on the sector, and we need to deal with those issues. So by and large, as labor, we know we may lose employment due to some of this competition, but if you look at it at a macro level, they are also creating employment. But if you also consider why we still need traditional banking as a country, you need banks to attract deposits so that they can onlend to productive sectors. And this is not possible. This is not yet being done by the new entrants on the market. They are just transactional. There's few transactions that are personal transactions that they are doing. But you still require banks that stimulate economic activity in the sector. So I think we can collaborate and coexist, the traditional banking and also the new entrants. But the ball is fairly on the court of the traditional bankers. They need to harness, they need to look at this as an opportunity for even having synergies, linkages with the new players, and also create extra avenues of increasing their revenue.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mutasa. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about traditional banks, the so-called brick and mortar banks, and we can call them banks without walls, being introduced, of course, by mobile phones. You know, that are very different from what we used to know. Remember growing up, my grandfather used to tell me that if you don't have a POS book, you are not a man.
My first book was in 1988. So I usually used to carry it around, you know, showing some boys around that I've got a book, POSB, and you hit your chest, you know. Yes, I've got it. So it was the in thing, you know.
Indeed. Regatiende kune mwe muteereri wedu, mukoma blessing, sasita wangu, makadi.
Hello.
Makadi. Zorai, volume yeredi, enya atizunzukwana nini ngea kutama ungira.
Ndunubara, makadi.
Tiripo, ndikuti dzorai volume yeradio yenyu.
Halo.
Taurai yenyu tinzwa.
Ya, kunaka zvakanaka. Handidzi, but zvinewo unoza pane chakanakira chimwe, pane chakaitira chimwe. Handidzi, but kuva zvinzi right, zvinzi right. But pane pamwe pekuti like tikada kutaura nezve eco cash. Eco cash, yes, ndo imwe yatinoti ndo network yemhando dzepamusoro. So econet ukaisa mari yako handiti inenge iri secure, but kana uri munhu asingazivi kuti pese paunoita paunocheka balance mufoni mako, unobatirwa tumasenzi. Sakana zviri zvinhu zvinokunakidza, unofunga kuti pamwe zviri kungokunakidza but usingazivi kuti uri kutoita se, unongochitotorerwa mari. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinenge zvichida kudzidziswa vanhu izvozvo kuti kana zvinhu zvakadai zvinofanira kunge zvichidai apa zvakadai zvakadai zvakadai. Kwozoita tenda wokutelecash. Telecash, yes, ine mapurize ari chipa, very cheap, handitika. But problem yetelecash now, like chita go around kwedu kwatinoswera tichifamba because I'm using both telecash ne ecocash. Ecocash, some of the telecash, I mean some of the agents vari kutovhara vachiti iwo profit yavari kuita kutelecash ishoma zvakanyanyika kudarika yavari kuita chii yavari kuita kuecocash. Saka vari kutoti it's better kubhara kutovhara zvedu telecash because hatina mari yatiri kuita se yatiri kuita ikoko. Saka uri kuona kuti zvakanaka but nezvimwe zvivira zvinonoreka zvoita se zvoshata because inini ndine ndichishandisa telecash ndoenda kuda kunotora mari yangu iri mutelecash ndoona ajenda akavhara achitaura kuti nhasi handisi kuita se ndakatovhara ecocash handina. So zvaakundipa futi kuti ndifambe kana dzimwe 2.5 or 3 days kuenda kuno South Africa kune mumwe agent. Saka zvimwe zvinhu zvoda kuita zvoda kugadzirisa izvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Ngoma Blessing, tinotenda. Rambai muri parunhare, tiri kudzoka kwamuri. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Please go to www.voazimbabwe.com. Mr. Ngwenya and Mr. Mutasa and Mr. Chiponda, stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube. Stay tuned.